Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 42. Isaiah 42. I'd like to read verses 5 to 8. Isaiah 42, verse 5 to 8. Thus saith God, the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. Let me just stop before I go any farther. This is where I just started. In verse 6, this is Jehovah God. Jehovah. Father, Son, Spirit. Speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ. The God-man. I, the Lord, Jehovah, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank You this evening for the precious time to come together and to worship. Lord, I pray, would You bless the Word tonight to our hearts. May Christ be exalted. May Your people be edified and comforted. Thank You, Father, for Christ's sake. Amen. I'd like to consider for just a moment tonight something that is so indescribably wonderful that we must stop and ask afresh. And I ask you, as I remind myself, ask, Lord, would You speak to my heart? Lord, would You bless this word? Lord, would You magnify the glory of Christ to me? Because what I'd like to look at for just a few minutes is this thing of the glory of the Lord. I started thinking about this, and the more I looked at it, thought of it, thought on it, I thought, where do you start? When you're going to speak on a subject like that, the glory of the Lord. Glory, and I looked it up. Its root word is to think. We've thought about it. We've looked at that before. To be of the opinion. And it deals with the dignity, the beauty, and the distinction of Almighty God. Glory. Glory, as far as the Lord is concerned, in all of its fullness, belongs only to Him. Glory, as it refers to Almighty God, the Lord, according to the Scripture that we just read, He shares it with no one. Solomon, the Scripture says, in all of his glory, wasn't arrayed like one of God's lilies. But concerning the glory of Almighty God, Moses asked the Lord, show me Your glory. Lord, show me Your dignity. Show me something of your beauty and your distinction. And the God of all grace, God who is the invisible God, God Almighty who is King Eternal, the only wise God, to whom belongs honor and glory forever and ever. God who dwells, the Scripture says, in the thick darkness, and according to Isaiah 45:15, hides Himself until He is pleased to reveal Himself to whomsoever He's pleased. Moses asked Him this: will You show me Your glory? Will You make visible? That's what He was asking. Would You make visible Your glory? Now the answer that the Lord gave him is the only answer that we have that we can truthfully settle down and say, this is God's revelation of His glory. This is what the Lord has to say. And therefore, whatever Almighty God has to say concerning His glory, that ends it right there. He said, I will make all My goodness pass before thee. It's the good pleasure of the Lord God that His glory be known and expressed by His goodness. He said, Lord, would You show me Your glory? And the Lord said, you will see My goodness pass before you. He said, the Lord said, I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I will call out the name of Jehovah before you. Now this is the revelation of God's glory. I'll cause all of My goodness to pass before you. I'll proclaim the name of the Lord. My nature, My perfections, as they are revealed in My Son, you're going to know them. This is the glory of the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I'll show mercy on whom I'll show mercy. I got to thinking about those words, gracious and mercy. I'll be gracious. This is what Almighty God has to say about the revelation of His glory. I'm going to stoop and have pity. And I will manifest My love deeply and have tender affection on whomsoever I will. Lord, show me Your glory. I'm going to stoop and have pity on You. I'm going to show You the depth of My love toward You and My Son. I'm going to give Him. Show me Your glory. All of My goodness I'm going to cause to pass before You. The glorious person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So knowing that in ourselves we could never behold the glory of the Lord, it's God's good pleasure to reveal His glory. It's God's good pleasure to show mercy and grace to whomsoever He will by His precious Son. So we can all agree, all that know Him, we can say, as the Apostle Paul says, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. If somebody were to ask you, say, what is the glory of the Lord? Here's what it is. It is for God Almighty, the invisible God, God who is Spirit, God that no man can see. It's for God Almighty to manifest Himself to a people that He's everlastingly loved in the person of His dear Son, the One who was made flesh and became visible. God Almighty's glory is to reveal Himself in mercy and compassion to His people. Well, I got three things that I want to consider about God's glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that glory that is only revealed in the person of Christ Himself. Here's the first thing I know. God's glory. Christ. He is the glory of Almighty God. God's glory as the God-man mediator never had a day of beginning. God's glory never began. Our Lord, as the great high priest of His people, prayed this prayer in John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. Now, the glory that our Lord speaks of right here could not be that essential, underived glory which belongs to Him as God. For as the Son of God, He has always been God. That is not the glory that He's talking about. God Almighty never relinquished the glory that He's always had. But I know this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So therefore, what glory is our Lord speaking of that He set forth in that prayer, that high priestly prayer, John 17:5. Father, I pray. He said, let me read it again. Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. What glory was that? It was the glory that He everlastingly possessed as He stood at the call of His Father to be the head and husband and surety of His church. God's glory, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, everlastingly was possessed. It never began. Now I know this. I know that He possessed, according to that statement, the glory that I had with you before the world was. I know that He had the glory as the God-man mediator before He actually was made incarnate. The Scripture sets forth that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then 14 it says, and the Word was made flesh. But He didn't come into being at that time. He's always been there. Look at Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs 8. Now here is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Here is the God-man mediator. Proverbs 8, verse 22 to 31. Now here is God's glory speaking. Proverbs 8:22. the Lord. That is Jehovah. Remember, anytime you see capital L-O-R-D, Jehovah. Father, Son, Spirit. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet He had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When He prepared the heavens, I was there. When He set a compass upon the face of the depth, when He established the clouds above, when He strengthened the fountains of the deep, when He gave to the sea His decree that the waters should not pass His commandment, when He appointed the foundations of the world, then I was by Him as one brought up with Him, and I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him, rejoicing in the habitable part of His earth. And my delight, my delights were with the sons of men. So I know this, God's glory, His blessed Son, the one in whom God Almighty has been pleased to manifest Himself to men. He never had a beginning. He did become incarnate in time. That started. I know that started. But He's always been. Isn't that amazing? Here's the second thing I know. God has been pleased to reveal His glory, the radiance of Himself to His people. God's glory has always been, and God has been pleased to reveal that glory to Himself. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and listen to this, John says, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We saw Him and knew who He was. By the revelation of God's Spirit, we recognized Him. We beheld Him. Here the Spirit of God reveals the heart of Almighty God to show graciousness and mercy to His people. God was made flesh and humbled Himself. Made Himself in the likeness of sinful flesh, yet without sin. Philippians 2:8, being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That God's glory, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, might redeem His people from the curse of the law. He was made flesh that He Himself might assume that nature. That nature that we possess right here, He had flesh just like this. But it was without sin. It had all the characteristics of this flesh, yet He knew no sin. That's why He could age. That's why He hungered. That's why He thirsted. That's why He tired. A body hast Thou prepared me. And He had everything that we have. He was in all points, He was tempted like we are, yet without sin. He knew no sin. Amazing body. God Himself was pleased to reveal His glory to His people. And the way that He revealed His glory to His people is that He sent His Son, made in the likeness of His people's flesh, their nature. And John said, we beheld His glory. We observed the glory of God. We observe the glory of God to show mercy, compassion, and graciousness in His dear Son. And we observe that He, that is God Himself, was full of grace and truth. Same one that wrote the Gospel of John. Turn to 1 John 1. 1 John 1. Here the blessed apostle sets forth 1 John 1, 1 to 3. That which was from the beginning. Now, not eternity. Not eternity. Eternity had no beginning. But from the creation and the manifestation of God's glory to man. That which was from the beginning, which we've heard. Now, my point was this, that God has been pleased to manifest His glory. That which was from the beginning, which we've heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon, our hands have handled, of the Word of life. For the life, God's life, true life, that life that was with Him everlastingly, that life that was ever before Him, that life Himself was manifested. And we've seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we've seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. It is the good pleasure of Almighty God. Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. The Lord Jesus Christ told some that disputed with him concerning Moses. And he said, Moses spoke of me. Moses saw him by faith. We see him by faith. It is the glory of Almighty God to manifest Himself to His people in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then thirdly, it is the Lord's pleasure. Christ Himself, who is the glory of God, to have His people not only with Him eternally, but to have them actually be partakers of His glory. Now we know that we're going to be with Him. We know that. All that the Father has given the Son shall come to the Son. And he that comes to the Son is not going to cast out. Listen to the words of our Lord concerning our being with Him in eternity. Father, John 17, 24, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. That is the end of His manifestation of God's purpose, that they may behold my glory which Thou hast given me before the foundation of the world. Now we know we'll be with Him. We know we will. While we're traveling through this veil of tears, we see through a glass darkly. And we know in part, prophesy in part, the Spirit of God has been pleased to not give unto us the fullness of Himself as He did to Christ. We know in part. But I'll tell you the part that we do know. We know that we're going to be with Him. Father, I will that those that You've given me be with me where I am. I can't even imagine that. I know I can. Scripture tells me I can. Eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's never entered into our heart. We try to imagine. We can. neither hath entered into the heart of man that which God has prepared for those that love Him. I know we're going to be with Him. But I also know this. Not only will we be with Him, the Scripture sets forth that we're going to sit with Him on His throne. That throne that belongs to Christ as the God-man mediator. Now you stop and think, no man would ever be so foolish as to make a statement like this if the Lord Jesus Christ hadn't said it Himself. No one would ever presume to be able to sit with Him. But you listen to this. Revelation 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in His throne. The fellowship and the communion which begins on earth in regeneration is going to continue into heaven and perfection and glorification. We are one with Him right now. United with Him, His body, bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. I know that. I read that. I believe that. We are His body. I know that. But how little do I know of that? But I know this. When the body of this death has been put off, and we see Him as He is, we're going to know Him, and we're going to be like Him eternally, seated with Him on His throne. It is the pleasure of Almighty God to reveal His glory. Lord, show me Your glory. Boy, what a big question, a big request. Show me Your glory. By the grace and power of God, His people see it in time. They see it. I do know. They do see it through a glass darkly. But you see it. You see Him by faith right now. And you know that by the grace of God, God has shown mercy and compassion to you. That's the glory of God, to show you His compassion in His blessed Son. And His people in eternity is going to see Him and sit with Him, seated on my throne. Father, I will that those that You've given me be with me where I am. They may behold my glory. I realize this after having made a few statements on the glory of God. My thoughts are, Lord, I believe, or help mine unbelief. Lord, the indescribable glory of God Almighty is set forth in this thought, that You've been pleased to reveal Yourself. Lord, reveal Yourself to me. Lord, teach me. Lord, may I grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, I'll ask the men to come.